Welcome to Men in Charge. I'm Tony Flynn.
In briefs. And I'm Scott Harris.
No. Let's leave that, okay?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, good. All right.
This week's episode sponsor is Beef Tongue, for when you're not really all that hungry.
You're going to be listening carefully to this episode today, and you're going to listen so carefully, you're going to identify the implicit question that serves as the premise of this episode. So write it down, mail it in, and what might happen, Scott?
Well, probably nothing, but you possibly could win a valuable prize.
And now it's time for Trapped Like Rats / Cornered Like Lemmings. With a suddenly huge number of cast members I can't keep track of. They're in studio sets that form an ever-expanding human habit trail for talk shows. They're captors, unseen and unsmelled. Last time on Trapped Like, the show's name, we heard this.
Well, I read over Army's so-called map made out of words of this complex. It's hard to read because it's on the back of a Pizza Hut children's menu. But it looks like chat show star Roger Basement provides a kind of solution to our problems.
My rival for the key to the city of baritonedom, Roger Basement?
Did you compete with him in the best radio baritone voice contest every year, too?
Todd, please. Anyway, Roger Basement, together with co-host Susie Quangle, discovered that What's New With You was a talk show within a talk show. Sound familiar?
Yeah, you were trapped in your own nest of rats, and then you found your talk show was hidden inside our talk show.
Hey, hold on. I think it's up for debate which talk show / torture chamber was inside the other.
Enough. Exploring Basement and Quangle found themselves on the set for A Hard Row to Hoe with Nicholas Rowe. So at that point, the two escape from Rowe's talk show to the set of Didier Vendage's disgruntled Belgian talk radio, and from there to freedom.
I always knew Vendage must have had a concealed escape hatch to get away from his hateful audience.
I don't really see where this is going, Morag.
Come on, it's a plan. It's strategy 101.
Oh, I get it. If we can find the set where Roger and Susie started from, we've got our way out.
But how many walls will need to be masered before we find their starting point?
Fletch is right. This studio set rim's a polyhedron. Which wall to blast first?
I think we've got to split up.
Well, you can go with me, young fella. We'll need some kind of colorful revolutionary armbands, I feel like.
Let's say we maser two new corridors, here and here.
Oh my God, Army, you masered Todd!
Hey, to be fair, I've been drinking. Some might say heavily, from a flask I got off a dead guy back there.
Well, Army, the bad news is that you're a murderer.
Ah, jeez.
Good news, this makes the teams equal in members. Morag and me, and Army and Carla.
I can live with it. Let's go.
And that's all the time we have left for Trapped Like Rats / Cornered Like Lemmings. Tune in next time when our intrepid prisoners find out if there are other ways to hem in other rodents, like voles.
So, Tony, did anybody write in with the implicit question?
Well, somebody tried. Ron Palomino from Austin, Texas asks, can my wife pay her taxes directly to me?
Oh, no, that's silly.
Not that question again.
No, it's
still wrong.
Yeah.
I would like to say nice try, but it wasn't all that good.
No.
But some people who are pretty good are our cast.
Our cast this week, Tony Flynn, Sarah O'Hare, Deborah Marlowe, Davis G. Hill, Scott Herrick, and Kevin Decker. This episode was written by Kevin Decker. And we'd also like to thank the only man who insists that the facelift channel be part of his cable TV package, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.